a loving God. Like I said, he's done it for you before. He's brought you through some scrapes and some scars and some situations that you didn't think that you would ever get through. But his faithfulness to everyone who believes in him is something that will never fail you, that you can depend on it. And that confidence and that hope in God that we can give to each other when we are going through something, and that's the beauty of that word. God is not taking us to a place to leave us there.
Amen.
But he's taking us to a place so that we'll learn something, so that he'll be glorified, and he's going to take us through. He's not going to leave us there. That's not the kind of God he is. He's faithful to not take us through the things that we need to go through for his name's sake, for his glory, and for our blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, your kind, tender words may cause someone to come to know our Lord and Savior, because you took the time to say, God loves you and you are special. God bless you.
Amen.
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 God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria. KAYT.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-455-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I don't know what the real B.B. King was singing about. But I can tell you that David was to the point where the thrill of knowing God, praise God, had left him. And praise God, and he wanted it back. And he went to the one that he knew that can restore, praise God, that spiritual joy. I said at first, it's a pitiful sight. Praise God, it is hopeless, a hopeless feeling for a believer. Praise God, who has lost their spiritual joy. Amen. See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get up there in the choir, but you can't sing right.
Yeah, yeah, Pastor. Hey, preach, Pastor. Preach, man. Preach, Pastor.
See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get on your knees to pray, but you can't even pray right.
Yeah, Pastor.
See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can come in here and try to fellowship.
Yeah.
You can't even fellowship right.
That's right, Pastor.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So what he's saying that he was expressive. He went to the one that he knew can restore.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Didn't go to a palm reader. Didn't go to a soothsayer. We got so many people done lost so much money going and telling all these crazy folks their business, and they regurgitate back to you the same thing you told them, and you pay them all kind of money. Come on, honey, tell me something about yourself. And you get to talking. And then when they finish, they look at you and say, well, let me tell you what's going on in your life. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And notice you sit there and get all crazy. Ow! She told me everything that I knew. And then they tell you, now, that's going to cost you. That little session going to cost you. Praise God. That little session going to cost you. Praise God. The Lord, you want your spiritual joy to be restored. Don't you go out there to these folks running around here, praise God, making believe that they are this, that they can read you. That's why I always get mad when somebody told me, man, the Lord told me to tell you. Wait, hold it. How in the world the Lord going to tell you something about me? I talk to the Lord every day. And I need to know why he didn't tell me. Praise God. So don't come back telling me about the Lord. Lord told me to tell you that. No, Lord didn't tell you that. Let's stop that lie right quick. The Lord didn't tell you that. That ain't the Lord. That might be your own inner feeling, but that ain't the Lord that told you that. Mm-mm. I talk to the Lord every day, y'all. I talk to the Lord sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. Praise God. I cry out to the Lord. So the Lord has no business going to somebody else telling them something about me. Praise God. He need to tell you something about yourself. Praise God. So David, we see the request for restoration. But number three, we see the reasons for restoration. The request. You see, if we ask the question, why did David ask the Lord to restore his joy? I believe that I can give you at least 4 reasons why he asked. First of all, sin and disobedience had run its course in David's life. Praise God. And through his sin with Bathsheba, praise God, who was the wife of Uriah. That sin had run its course in his life. And if you are truly a child of God, sin and disobedience are things that you want to run out of your life. Praise God, and not things that you want to hold on to. Amen. So those things had run their course. So David had to make a request. Praise God for God to restore that joy. Amen. But secondly, David knew that sin and joy cannot exist in the same heart at the same time. Oh, Lord, let me let you think about that for a minute. Amen. Can I say that again? Praise God. He knew, praise God, that sin and joy, praise God, cannot exist in the same heart at the same time. Praise God. If you look to James will probably tell you, say, you cannot serve 2 masters. You're going to either hate one and love the other one. Praise God. So you can't have sin in your life and, praise God, and have joy in your life at the same time. Praise God. They are diametrically opposed to each other. Praise God. So you need to have your life ought to be a life if you say that you're a child of God. Now let me make sure I don't want y'all to walk out here and think that we're all perfect. We're not. Amen. We're not perfect. We're striving towards perfection. But let me tell you something. I always tell people this. If you were saved 10 years ago and you were sinning, praise God, man, you ought not be doing that anymore. I just got to say that. I don't care what nobody say. Praise God. You can't be out here. Praise God. Can I say it the way I want to say it? Well, y'all won't get mad with me. Can I really say it the way I want to say it? You can't say that you are married Praise God. And then you running around with Sue, Jane. Somebody say anime. Sally, you. Now, if you were doing that 10 years ago, after you just got saved, now that you have matured as a believer, come on, now that you have matured as a believer, praise God, you ought to tell Sally, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for even messing up your life. Annie Mae, I'm sorry. Tanya, I'm sorry. Oh, you had to throw Tanya in there. I'm married. Praise God. And guess what? What God has put together. Bible says, let no man put asunder. Amen. That's all I'm trying to say. As we mature as believers, praise God, there ought to be some change in your life. If you were a big liar 10 years ago and you got saved, man, if you told 100 lies, by now you ought to be down to at least 20. You ought to be a down, you know, if you used to cuss all the time. And some of us know about that. Man, if you were cussing like a sailor, I'm sorry if there's any Navy people in here. You were cussing like a sailor. Thank you, Brother Hayes. Oh, I forgot. If you were cussing like a sailor, praise God, you ought to get to the point in your life as you mature where those words will leave your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But not only another reason, rebellions, adultery, and murder has caused tremendous problems in the life of David. There was no way for him to rule as king, praise God, and rule fairly, praise God, being rebellious to the law of God. There was no way for him to do that, praise God. So he had to ask for restoration, praise God. He had to get that sin conscious out of him. Praise God. And fourthly, David was tired of sin and its consequences. You see, there are some things about sin. Sin hardens us. Amen. And hard-hearted people are certainly not joyful people. Not only does sin hardens us, sin hinders us. You see, one loses his or her joy when there is unconfessed sin because it grieves, praise God, the Holy Spirit, who produces joy in the heart of every believer. Finally, sin handicaps us. It cripples one's life where one cannot think right, cannot walk right, cannot feel right. You see, a sinful life is a miserable life. That is, and this is the reason why we need to confess our sins to God, who is faithful to